Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Imagine sitting down to a meal in a historic restaurant surrounded by the rich, rustic charm of centuries-old walls. As you enjoy your dinner, you feel an odd chill sweep across the room. The atmosphere feels different. Maybe it's the light flicker overhead or the sudden drop in temperature. Perhaps it's the unsettling sensation that you're being watched, even though you're alone at your table. Now imagine you're not alone after all. There's something else in the room, something invisible but unmistakably there. On this episode, we look into the eerie history of El Adobe de Capistrano, a historic restaurant nestled in San Juan Capistrano, California. Built in 1797 as the home of a prominent figure, the building's early years were marked by tragedy, earthquakes, deaths, and even its use as a jail. But it's not just the walls that tell the stories here. It's the strange occurrences that continue to haunt the space today. Guests have reported sightings of apparitions, including a headless friar, and the restaurant's wine cellar is known for its chilling cold spots and unexplained sounds. What's the cause of these eerie happenings? Are these truly the spirits of monks, prisoners, and past residents? Or is there something else at play? El Adobe de Capistrano's history is as rich and layered as the reports of paranormal activity that now surround it. Located in San Juan Capistrano, California, this historic building began its life as a humble home, but its transformation into a famed restaurant added an unexpected layer of intrigue. The story begins in 1797 when the adobe structure was built as the residence of Miguel Yorba, a man who played a significant role in the region's early development. As the years passed, the building's purpose expanded beyond just a residence, and it became a stagecoach depot, a trading post, and even a jail. By 1812, the building was connected to one of the most catastrophic events in the area's history, the great earthquake that destroyed the nearby Mission San Juan Capistrano's stone church. The damage from the quake left many injured and displaced, and El Adobe de Capistrano served as a temporary hospital for survivors, where many passed away. Over the years, the building continued to serve the community in various capacities, but it was perhaps its role as a jail and justice court that left the deepest imprint on its soul, if you believe the stories that have emerged. It wasn't until 1946 that the property was purchased by Clarence Brown, who transformed it into the beloved El Adobe de Capistrano restaurant. The restaurant quickly gained fame not only for its delicious cuisine, but for its growing reputation as a hotspot for supernatural occurrences. As the restaurant opened its doors to patrons, strange things began to happen. Staff members and guests alike began reporting odd experiences. The building, which had already borne witness to much in its lifetime, earthquakes, death, and imprisonment, seemed to have absorbed all the energy of those events, which would later manifest as the paranormal occurrences that would define the restaurant's legend. From the very first days of the restaurant's operation, patrons and staff started to notice a number of unusual phenomena. The most common of these were strange sounds, inexplicable cold spots, and the eerie feeling of being watched. Staff members, some of whom had worked at the restaurant for years, began to share stories of furniture moving on its own and objects appearing to shift without explanation. As the years passed, these odd occurrences seemed to grow in frequency, with some guests even claiming to have seen apparitions, ghostly figures that would appear without warning, vanishing just as quickly as they materialized. While the cause of these disturbances remains unclear, psychological and environmental factors likely play a significant role. The building itself, after centuries of use, is full of old wood, creaking floors and pipes that make unsettling sounds. When coupled with the building's eerie history and its dark connection to the afterlife, it's easy to see how the mind could play tricks, turning mundane noises into something supernatural. But what if there's more to it than that? Could the strange happenings be a result of the lingering spirits of those who once lived or died there? Environmental influences could be a major factor. The layout of the building, with its stone walls, old timbers, and winding corridors, creates natural acoustics that can amplify even the faintest sounds. Cold spots, too, are not uncommon in older buildings, especially those with aging HVAC systems or poor insulation. Still, it's hard to dismiss the sheer number of accounts from people who have experienced unexplainable events, many of them in areas of the building that carry heavy historical significance, such as the old wine cellar, which was once a holding cell for prisoners. As we dive deeper into the paranormal stories that surround El Adobe de Capistrano, one must consider whether it's the building's traumatic past, or perhaps its environment, that has sparked the strange experiences many have had. Could these occurrences be the result of natural explanations, or do they point to something more supernatural? As the years passed and the tales of the haunting at El Adobe de Capistrano continued to circulate, the restaurant became a focal point for both locals and paranormal enthusiasts alike. The unusual events that were once dismissed as mere coincidence or the result of overactive imaginations started to gain more attention as the sightings became more frequent and unsettling. People weren't just hearing strange noises or feeling a chill in the air anymore. They were seeing things, apparitions, some believed to be monks or former prisoners began to appear with alarming regularity. One of the most persistent and chilling stories that circulates about El Adobe is that of a headless friar. Over the years, many have claimed to see the figure of a monk carrying an axe, but the most disturbing detail is that he is always seen without a head. Guests and staff alike have described seeing this figure in different parts of the building, particularly in the area where the wine cellar now exists, a space that was once used as a jail and holding cell. The figure appears without warning, sometimes silently walking through walls, and is usually gone in the blink of an eye. The headless friar is often accompanied by a strong sense of foreboding, a feeling that something sinister is lurking just out of sight. The connection between this ghostly figure and the building's past is difficult to ignore. El Adobe's early days were intertwined with the Mission San Juan Capistrano, a religious center with a tumultuous history. During its time as a hospital and jail, many prisoners, both secular and religious, died in the building. Could this apparition be a manifestation of a spirit that once lived in the building, perhaps a monk or a prisoner whose tragic death left a lingering imprint? The eerie details surrounding the headless friar have left many to wonder if the spirits of the past are still walking the halls of the restaurant. Beyond the headless friar, there have been numerous reports of other apparitions and strange figures. Some visitors have claimed to see shadowy figures flitting through the restaurant, particularly in areas where the original walls of the building remain intact. These shadows are often described as fleeting, barely visible in peripheral vision, yet they leave a distinct sense of unease. People have reported the sensation of being followed even when no one else is nearby. Cold spots are another common phenomenon that patrons and staff alike continue to experience. These sudden drops in temperature, often localized to certain parts of the restaurant, add to the eerie atmosphere. One particularly cold area is the wine cellar, which was once the jail and is still used for storage. Here, staff members have reported feeling a sharp, almost unnatural chill, despite the fact that the space is usually well-maintained and heated. Some believe that this coldness is a manifestation of the restless spirits who once inhabited the building. Ghostly reminders of the lives that ended there. In addition to the cold spots and apparitions, El Adobe is also known for its sounds, unexplained noises that cannot be attributed to the building's age or environmental factors. Staff members and guests alike have heard footsteps echoing through empty rooms, doors creaking open and shut by themselves, and voices murmuring just out of reach. It's as if the building itself is alive, responding to the presence of those who come and go, whispering secrets of the past through sound alone. Some have even reported hearing chains dragging across the floor, an unsettling echo of the building's history as a holding cell for prisoners. Though many of the reports are anecdotal, the sheer volume of witnesses lends weight to the idea that something truly unexplainable is happening at El Adobe. In fact, the restaurant has become something of a local legend, with ghost tours and paranormal investigators often stopping by to capture evidence of the strange occurrences. Some have come equipped with cameras and EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, recorders, hoping to document evidence of the supernatural. Some have left with compelling footage and recordings, while others have been disappointed by the lack of concrete proof. Despite the abundance of personal experiences and ghostly sightings, some skeptics remain unconvinced, offering psychological and environmental explanations for the phenomena. One possibility is that the building's age and architecture play a major role in the strange sounds and cold spots. With its creaking wood and old plumbing, it's not hard to imagine how the natural elements of the building could lead to the perception of something paranormal. Additionally, the area surrounding the restaurant is steeped in history, and it's possible that some of the intense energy of past events has been imprinted on the space, creating a kind of residual haunting. There are also psychological factors at play. The mind, when primed by the atmosphere of an old historic building, may be more susceptible to perceiving things that aren't actually there. Visitors who are aware of the restaurant's haunted reputation may be more likely to interpret normal, everyday occurrences, such as a drafty room or an unusual sound, as something supernatural. This phenomenon, known as the expectancy effect, can cause people to experience what they anticipate rather than what is actually happening. But then again, what about those who haven't heard the stories? What of the guests who enter the restaurant unaware of its haunted history, only to be taken aback by strange occurrences that defy explanation? The number of personal accounts from those who have had vivid, unexplainable experiences at El Adobe seems to suggest that there may be something more at work than just the mind playing tricks. As the reports of paranormal activity continue to escalate, so does the intrigue surrounding El Adobe de Capistrano. Is it a place where the spirits of the past still roam? Or is it simply a building with an eerie reputation? The mysteries surrounding El Adobe seem far from solved, and with every new encounter, the restaurant's haunted legacy only grows stronger. As we close the chapter on the haunting of El Adobe de Capistrano, we're left with more questions than answers. Was it simply the age-old building playing tricks on the minds of its visitors? After all, old structures, especially those with so much history, can naturally create an atmosphere ripe for strange sounds and unexplained drafts. The creaky floors, the shifting pipes, and the way the wind howls through narrow spaces all can play a part in convincing the human mind that something paranormal is at work. But then there's the undeniable weight of the building's past, earthquakes, death, imprisonment, and the lingering energy of those who walked through its halls. Could these past events have left an imprint, a residual haunting, replaying like a record on an endless loop? The headless friar, the ghostly whispers, the cold spots, they may not just be figments of overactive imaginations, but rather echoes of a tragic history, still lingering in the air. And then there are those who've had experiences they simply can't explain away. The guests who report feeling watched, the staff who've witnessed objects moving on their own, and the paranormal investigators who've captured strange images on film. When you have so many accounts from different people, it becomes harder to dismiss these stories as mere coincidence. At what point does the line between the psychological and the supernatural blur? While the skeptics offer rational explanations, like environmental factors and psychological biases, the sheer number of witnesses suggests that maybe, just maybe, there's something more at play here. Maybe there's more to El Adobe de Capistrano than just a beautiful old restaurant. Maybe it's a place where the past refuses to stay buried, continuing to haunt the present in ways that can't always be explained by logic or reason. Whatever the truth is, El Adobe de Capistrano remains an enigmatic blend of history, legend, and the supernatural. Its legacy is steeped in mystery, and whether the ghosts of monks, prisoners, or past residents truly roam its halls. It's clear that the stories, whether fact, fiction, or something in between, will continue to intrigue and captivate all who enter its doors. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.